All right, let's stop down. Oh, big man at 515. So we're flipping 15 and 30. If you're really into the run sheet, we'll get back into the Mavs and back into the Stars in this power hour. But right now we step down for this. Which is brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Thank
Dave.
You. Thank you very much.
Gen X Davey.
Well, when we were up in Detroit for the NFL draft, part of the festivities was the announcement of Eminem's 12th record, which is entitled The Death of Slim Shady. And it's coming out here in just a few weeks, I believe. And he has released the first single off of that record entitled Houdini. And we don't often delve into New Music Friday, but I thought that this one was relevant enough and fun enough that we should listen to a bit of it. So it begins, he calls back to his 2002 single Without Me. The Guess Who's Back Again little bit. And then he has a Dallas reference in the chorus. So
let's go.
Let's listen to a little bit of this. And I'm pretty sure this part of the song is without cuss words.
I don't like his confidence at all. At all.
What a disclaimer.
But we'll see.
Guess who's back? 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 Well, look for the stork broom. Little baby devil with the forked tongue. And it's sticking out, yeah, like a sore thumb. With a forehead that it grew horns from. Still a white shirt. Pulling up in a Chrysler to the cypher. With the flex perks and a Bud Light shirt. Lyrical technician, an electrician. Y'all light work. And I don't gotta play pretend. It's you, I make believe. And you know I'm here to stay, cause me. If I was to ever take a leave, it would be aspirin to break your feet. If I was to ask for Megan D. Stallion, if she would collab with me. Would I really have a shot at a feat? I don't know, but I'm glad to be back like
Abracadabra.
I can't believe
I'm about to reach in my bag, bro.
He's made this song cool,
right?
Because this song sucks. Abracadabra.
Just like that, and I'm back, bro.
Did he just mention Pat Boone?
No.
No.
What did he say? Just like...
Just like that, I'm back, bro. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he said just like Pat Boone.
No. Because bruh rhymes with cadabra.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to reach in my bag, bruh.
All right. I got you.
Yeah, so...
What's the Dallas reference?
Well, Steve Miller's from Dallas.
Oh, okay, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, abracadabra. Yeah, so the video also is great because it features 50 Cent, Pete Davidson, of course Dre, and Snoop, and it features two M&Ms, so... 2002 Eminem steps through a portal into the modern day.
In his Bud Light shirt.
Yeah, in his Bud Light shirt. And so it's current bearded Eminem.
Colored beard, by the way.
Just for men
Yeah,
Eminem.
just for men Eminem battling with 2002 Slim Shady blonde hair Eminem. And then there is some kind of rap accident where they meld together into one person.
That's a cool song, man.
It's a great song. It's the best thing he's done in a while.
Do you think that the estate of living Steve Miller, when they were asked about this, they were like, what? Emma, what? All right, sure, we'll do it. It's the best thing that's happened to Steve Miller since 1974.
That's a little harsh.
No, it's not.
That will definitely be some mailbox money for his estate.
Oh.
Is he dead?
No, he's alive.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace to Steve Miller.
Yeah. So, yes. Good luck to you in hospice.
DJ, send the widow a ham. Thank you.
It was a good run.
All right, we have some more casting news from the world of Hollyweird. Chris Hemsworth is having a moment. You know, he is, of course, has been Thor. Now he's Dementis in Furiosa. And he's going to be in Transformers 1 this fall, the animated
God.
Transformers movie. He is young Optimus Prime back when he was known as Orion Pax.
Why does anybody take this role?
Well, he, yes. and now We don't know what his role is going to be, but he is in talks to join the crossover event between Transformers and G.I. Joe.
Is that the same world?
Yeah, because they're both Hasbro properties.
God.
And so at the end of Transformers Rise of the Beasts, after they have rid the world of the Autobots, the hero, Noah, he is visited by a government operative named Agent Burke, and he hands him a business card. And on the business card, it says that he works for the G.I. Joes.
Oh,
a team of special operative commandos.
The G.I. Joes.
Yeah, so the producer of the series, Lorenzo Di Bonaventura, he said, I don't want to be cynical and be like, good news, we can just jam G.I. Joes in there, talking about the Transformers franchise. And he said, it took us a while to figure out the Maximals, the Transformers that turn into animals.
See?
And now we have a hint of how to begin the Joes story. So if you're a G.I. Joe Transformers nerd, you have that to look forward to.
You know, super celebrity Pat Green has just avoided the millions of people out there trying to get an autograph from him to come take solace inside of the E! News room.
Did you get your gift basket of crackers?
I got crackers. I've got ticket shirts. I'm thankfully in the sanctum of your company.
Welcome.
Let me just tell you this, Pat, because your gift basket that George personally put together was sitting right. It's huge. It's very nice. A lot of assorted crackers we noticed. And
it's
perfect
for the
what I need from
I'm
you,
a sorted cracker for sure.
What I need
you're a sort of cracker.
What I need from you is I need photos of each time that you open the box of said crackers to let me know that you're enjoying the next box of assortments.
Corb, I will do it.
Okay, thank
I
you.
I will do it just for the fun. I just you know, there was no fudge.
Right?
That's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, we got
maybe you can,
which I was expecting.
Right. Yeah, as one should.
Maybe you can do the chubby bunny trick where you shove like an entire sleeve of crackers into your mouth and chew it until you can say chubby bunny.
I will.
But you need to do that on stage tonight.
Whoa.
What I really noticed is that George was sweaty from bringing that basket up to my bus.
Yeah.
I didn't expect him to be so put up.
He weighed like 70 pounds. He's like a medicine ball he's carrying around to give you.
Man, this has been a fun show because we've been driving over from Fort Worth, and I just have enjoyed so much the listening to the show. I always do, but
isn't it fun when you go to the NBA finals?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. How come nobody ever says Fort Worth? It's just Dallas. Dallas. There's no Arlington. There's no Fort Worth.
Well, it's implied.
It's like we're the stepsisters.
it's an implied.
Yeah. It's so hot.
But you're the hot
grouping.
Stepsisters.
Well,
really
the
hot.
The one with the big tracts of land.
Right.
Okay, well, now that we have two noted musicians in our midst for E! News.
By the way, y'all are wrong about, what's his name, the singer-songwriter. But y'all were... That was earlier who got married to
Ryan Bingham.
Oh, Ryan.
That guy's a multimillionaire way before.
Yeah, but he's not a billionaire.
Yeah.
No, he's not a billionaire, but he's a way multimillionaire. I know what he
did.
Did
he get
paid
on Celebrity Net Worth again?
And yeah, see, that's the thing.
Pat says that's inaccurate.
It is so
it is.
Funk.
It's way inaccurate.
Corby's like 14
funk.
Pat's really a billionaire, and they say he's only a millionaire.
I am not. But
Pat's
Corby's
suing
at least $85.
Well, he launders so much money through the rustic that it's hard to tell.
You're absolutely correct. Correct. I do launder money.
Wow. Breaking news.
Fun admission. Sorry. Okay, we have a couple of music stories that you guys might enjoy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get in y'all's way.
No. This
great.
Is perfect. So Madonna is being sued. She was sued.
Finally.
She was sued recently by a couple of fans who were mad that she was about an hour late starting her show.
She does it like every night, right?
What's the latest you've been, Pat, to start a show?
3 months.
Like 3 days. I'm not kidding you. Last week we were playing down at Margaritaville, which is kind of south of Galveston, and we were the last car on the ferry to get over to the island where it was, and we made the show by 4 minutes.
Wow.
It doesn't happen very often, but yeah.
Have you ever done like a, where you were supposed to play at 9 and you show up at 1 a.m.?
Once. I'll tell you, okay, it's a sports store. Bringing it back to sports. Anyway, I was at the Masters in 2002. When Tiger Woods won the Masters,
yeah.
And I wasn't going to leave until I saw it happen.
Right.
And we were playing in Charlotte, North Carolina, and, yeah, it was more like on at 9, supposed to be, and I got there about 1.
Okay.
They had to understand that.
But it was Tiger won the Masters.
Tiger Woods.
Right.
Corby doo-dooed at the Masters.
I did.
Okay, so this guy named Justin Lepelis, he filed a class action lawsuit with a number of complaints. One, that she was more than an hour and a half late, that she was lip-syncing for parts of the show.
What's wrong with that?
That she had the air conditioning turned off in the venue to create sweltering conditions that caused him and others to be physically ill, and that he was subjected to pornography without warning, that there were topless women on stage simulating sex acts, and that he felt like the show was watching porn.
I'm going to put that guy on my prayer list right now.
Yeah. So you went to a Madonna show and you're surprised.
Yeah.
Shocked about that?
Right. Have you ever seen her sex book?
Right.
Wasn't she making out with Jesus in the one video? Wasn't she?
Like a prayer.
Didn't she?
Yeah.
With Black
Jesus.
She
sent Van to that show.
I don't know if she was making out.
I thought she did.
See what happens.
And then it came out they had a black baby.
With Black Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then the other music story that I have for you is about Lenny Kravitz.
Uh-oh.
Now, Lenny Kravitz.
Huge fan. Don't say nothing wrong.
No. I'm not saying anything wrong. So he is now 60 and looks better than most 30 years old.
I don't get it.
I'm 52 and I look like a foot.
He literally looks like he's 21.
I know.
Like, what is he? And did you see the video of him working out, like, in his,
yeah,
his leather pants, shirtless?
He's wearing chaps.
Whitney Houston, Black Don't Crack.
But,
Except
she did.
Well, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That was more about...
Moving on.
That was more about heroin than anything else.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lenny Kravitz has said that because of his spiritual journey and because of watching his dad... Cy Kravitz cheat on his mom, Roxy Roker, that he has decided, you know, because he kind of followed in his dad's footsteps. He cheated on Lisa Bonet and their marriage fell apart. And he went through a period of his life where he was a player, that he was being Lenny Kravitz.
Of course.
And slaying anything.
Yes. Why has that stopped?
Well, now,
as a musician,
now
really
in his spiritual journey, he has decided that he doesn't want his desires to take over, that he wants to have control over his domain, and this discipline has led him to be celibate for 9 years.
Well, I mean,
oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
So basically, he's saying that he is waiting for the next love of his life, and that he is going to be celibate until he finds her.
So he has not had the love of woman for 9 years.
Yes, Lenny Kravitz claims he has not had love of woman in 9 years.
Arguably the best looking guy on the planet.
Yeah, and ask all of our wives.
Yes, my dude.
Total waste of time.
My wife would leap out of the car. We're going 95 miles down the highway. She would leap out the car to get to Lenny.
Now, who do you?
I've been married to a lawyer my entire life, so I live in fear. Right? I'm not kidding. So I mean, you know, we know where Daddy's going home.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But if I was Lenny Kravitz, you'd wear a hole in the thing. Can I say that on air?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you're fine.
Sure. So now, who do you think would have a problem with this admission that Lenny Kravitz has made?
Keith Richards.
That's a good guess.
I didn't know this was an actual question.
The world of hip-hop.
I don't know. Drake taking a run at him or
Snoop?
No, Paul more Skeens? Old school. Ice-T.
Okay.
Ice-T, in a since-deleted tweet, said, 9 years without sex? F that BS. Weirdo S. If you're a guy and you can voluntarily go 9 years without sex, you're following the wrong page. S is weird to me. I love to F a lot.
Well, he's being honest.
Well, basically, he's just saying it's irresponsible.
Ice tea checking.
Just irresponsible with your own.
And isn't Ice tea like 68 or something? Yes. I love to F a lot.
At 68?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, good luck. Right.
Well, that's your E News. Now we have special guests.
Okay.
And we are going to talk about the big show.
I feel like I wanted to.
Because we had Jub scheduled next.
It was perfect.
Yes, this was the pre show.
Pre.
The pre Jub Jam show is next.
Yes. Ticket. 519. It's the hard one. Join a brownie. Sorry.
Is that code?
It sneaks up on you, man.
We could say, right?
It sneaks up.
Yeah. It really does.
You should have probably broken it in half and just seen how you do it.
I only do that like an hour before the end of the show.
Well, I'm pre-gaming.
We are at the Longhorn Ballroom, and it is a big night here because Jub Jam 34 is going down tonight.
13. We'll get there someday. Yeah.
Jub Jam 13.
Macho Self Storage Jub Jam presented by Maestro de Bell Tequila.
There you go.
Yeah. Here at the Longhorn Ballroom.
That's absolutely.
I know you're
absolutely.
20 liner right
there. In conjunction with the Mavs celebration.
What a way to celebrate.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Right here.
Isn't that great?
Right here at the Longhorn Ballroom.
Like, we've been doing this stupid job for 200 years, and it finally all has hit. All at once.
Rangers, Mavericks, Stars, two games away.
It'll never happen again.
Maybe
but this year, it never, no, ever, ever happened.
This will never happen.
Does it all coincide
like
with the fact
me
that
in the Grammys? I never, ever.
That's true.
Won one.
Maybe this is the year.
Didn't you? You got beat by Dead Johnny Cash one
Dead
year.
Dead Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It's no good. So, as far as you guys go, George, give us the order of how it's going to go down tonight.
Okay. Doors. About to open up at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Open the show with Bobby Duncan, who's doing his 13th Jub Jam. Good friend of the ticket and the show.
Bobby's the
incredible
best.
Singer-songwriter. And he's song-swapping with Michael Padgett, who's back for his 11th, I believe, Jub Jam. And Isaac Hoskins, Denton's own, is here tonight. I think this is his second Jub Jam. And then... got an incredible guest all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. He's got a headset on with us right now.
Yo.
Gabe Lee
is
next up on the lineup.
Are you related to Getty?
I'm related to...
I've seen that coming. That's great.
I'm actually related to all of the Lees.
Nice.
It's got to be way back. Adam and Eve, you know? Adam and Eve.
Yeah, got to be. Yeah. And then my little band's going to get out of the way, and then we have Pat Green, full band, and... the two guys in this room, Pat reached out to me last year, right after we finished Jub Jam, and he said, what if I played next year with my whole band? And
I don't know why. It's not that big of a deal.
It is a big deal. It is a big deal.
I usually carry around my whole band.
Well, I know.
You could say I'm just going to come in with an acoustic and do my thing and not bother the fellas.
That's how for a show that's basically had, you know, operated with no budget through the years. Pat's played with us before, but... we backed him up, and I think that's why he said, this time I'll
bring
my band. But no, he blocked off, performing around here in this metro area, and you wouldn't believe what he's doing the show for, which is incredible. And,
crackers. We saw the box of crackers.
We got him a box
him.
Of crackers and crackers. A water. And
by the way, all that money you're giving, I'm giving it back. I'm not. There's no way I'm taking a dollar.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll negotiate that later, but he's so generous, and... Pat's been such a friend to the ticket and a friend to this event. And then I've heard Gabe Lee for, you know, the last couple of years. And
how did you find out about Gabe? Did your kids turn you on to him?
No, just listening to
the
Texas Music Channel.
He called me about that.
It was on Hinge.
Yeah, we have a couple of stations right here that play Texas music, and they play Americana, really good Americana. And Gabe grew up in Nashville, and... he just reminded me of John Prine, and I love John Prine, the late, great John Prine, and I just think he's wonderful, and we have a mutual friend who I got a hold of, and I just on a whim tried to get him at Jub Jam. I really tried to get a hold of you just to say, hey, I think you're awesome. Someday I hope to see you down the road. And sure enough, talked to your people and got you here. But his song Lidocaine is very, very meaningful to me, as I talked about this week.
Yep.
On the show. It's just a beautiful song, like so many of his songs. But as Gabe and I talked about in that interview, there's always that song that just hits you, you know? And whether it's a loss of someone, like I'm sure there were songs, Corby, that resonated with you when you lost your parents. And when I lost my brother, who's a big music fan, big singer-songwriter fan, you know, that song just hit me. And as I told Gabe, it's been my therapy for about the last 3 months or so, to the point where, you know, my wife has said, do you listen to that song just to make yourself sad or feel better? And I said, yeah.
Right.
Both.
Right.
It does.
And, it's the beauty of music.
Where did that song come from for you?
Right.
Like, what does it mean to you?
I think a lot of us have all experienced the impact of loss in one way or the other. This song particularly deals with the loss of memory and your disassociation with everything that you're familiar with, and isn't that one of the most terrifying things for people? And I've had grandparents. I don't have any. None of my grandparents are around anymore. In the last 5 years, kind of watched them go. And this song was inspired by just like a cab ride. And I was talking to this lady in the front seat, and she just kind of opened up. I don't know why she was telling me her life story, kind of, but she did. And as a songwriter, it's important to not only tell the story, but to be listening for them. And that's how Lidocaine kind of came around.
Who are your guys? Who are the guys that you were influenced by growing up and picking up guitar and singing, songwriting?
Yeah, I grew up listening to a ton of stuff. I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, so there was Lynyrd Skynyrd, there was the Allman Brothers, like, you know, just Southern rock. And then there was, like a whole group of great folk singers, your Jim Croces, Paul Simon, you know, Dylan, Prine, of course, CCR, the band, a good healthy mix, I would say. And, you know, I didn't know I was going to be a songwriter. I'm still working on it today.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I say I've just been the last 2 years been on the road full time. So I tell people I'm a full time writer and a part time wronger. You
know? what do you remember, Pat, like the show where
I did
the where you were like, oh my God, I can do this.
I remember the lights came on when I saw the old 97s in College Station, Texas. And I was just 19 years old, and I'd just gone down there to visit my sister, and I've never seen anything that even I still haven't seen much that resembles that.
Yeah.
You know, and
what year was that?
I want to say like 19. Oh gosh, it was definitely in the
6 19s. Or 7.
1904. No, I want to say I was in college from 1990 to 1995. So yeah,
so right around
1993.
Yeah. So too far to care. That
yeah,
record,
exactly,
yeah,
exactly, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and they took the doors off for me.
Yeah, that's super cool.
But that's what's so cool about again that song "Lidocaine." It all comes back to the Senior Source and what these people have done for 60 years, and because we've had people like Pat, Jack Ingram, Wade Bowen, Flatland Cavalry, through the Cody Jinks through the years. Tonight we're going to have our biggest night here at the Longhorn Ballroom as far as attendance and money raised. And in 13 years, we raised $16,000 in our first one. We're now up over $1.2 million raised.
Nice.
Because of guys like this and girls who've performed through the years. And, yeah, it's just such a thrill to me. Pat and I have become such good friends, and I feel like I know Gabe. He's probably like, great, that's what I
feel like
another drunk uncle. But
drunk.
Everybody feels like they know the guy.
Yeah.
I feel like I know y'all.
Hey, what does a guy have to do to get a drink around here?
Right? Not much. Just walk down the hall there. We got you covered. But, yeah, thank y'all for being here. Really appreciate it. And I know the Senior Source really appreciates it.
Yeah, and I would love to say this dude's unbelievable. From, you know, he jumped in on Drop Your Pants and a lot of ticket causes and it's just it's great to have you in the extended ticket family, Pat, because you're a heck of a dude, man. It's fantastic.
He is a goofy sucker, but he has got the biggest heart. He's got the biggest heart in Texas for sure.
I am the product of my wife.
Well, yeah, aren't we all? Well, boys, Gabe, go get you a drink. By the way, it's been awesome. George introduced me to your stuff, and it's been great getting to check it out. It's really, really good. You've got a really, really cool voice and a unique sound, and like he was saying, a great songwriter, and it's going to be an awesome show tonight.
Yes, sir.
Pat, I know what I'm getting out of you. A lot.
Dude, I'm just
going to bring it.
George is right. I'm not trying to... I'm not writing the Magna Carta, dude. I write songs about drinking beer and going seeing Willie. That's my job.
Hey. Yeah. No.
I'm Pat Buffett Walker.
Yeah. You got to play job. To your bass.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. No, that's awesome. Great to be part of this, guys, and hope it's another big successful night. Cool venue, by the way, Georgie.
Yeah. How about Gabe? Longhorn are you Ballroom? Aware of the history of this place? You know, the Sex Pistols played on that stage up there.
It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah,
they
actually
had sex on that stage.
They did. They did. No doubt, Walensky was there as a 4-year-old or something.
Terrible. Yeah, the show was terrible
for sure. All right,
long time no see.